welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We are discussing the shaila of whether the Tisha B'Av Nidche, when it's pushed off from Shabbos to Sunday, whether it's a din of tashlum and it's a makeup, or it is a chiyuv atzmi. It is just as Tisha B'Av is a chiyuv, so to Asara B'Av is a chiyuv when it falls out on that day, no difference. So we discussed that in the previous two shiurim, and now we are continuing. So that we said, says Rav Nassim, that according to the Shittas, that on Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, Asur and Dvarim Shebitzina, we said in the first shiur that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, there some Rishonim hold that Dvarim Shebitzina are also like Tashmish Hamita. So hidden private things are usher, like having marital relations. So it must be that Yom Rishon is begeder tashlumen, because why would we aser on Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos Tashmish Hamita if it was completely uprooted from that day and moved to the 10th? It should be like any other Shabbos. So it must be that really Tisha B'Av remains on the 9th, and the 10th is just a makeup day, but it remains on the 9th, and therefore Dvarim Shebitzina are aser. And that would mean that if a katan came bar mitzvah on Sunday, he'd be pater from the fast. But the MS, we could say that everybody holds that it's not begeder tashlumen, it's a chiyuv gamor. So why did some chiyuve tisha dine Tisha B'Av remain on Shabbos? So we can explain as follows, that even though it Yud is a Chiyuv Atzmi, not merely a Tashlumin, nevertheless, they left over some Dinei Tisha B'Av for Shabbos. And the explanation is as follows, that the Torah Nor HaChaim in Tav Kuf Nun Ches writes, Tanya B'Zayin B'Av Nichnasu Akam LaHechal, etc. V'Kilkulu Bo Yom Ches V'Tes Ad Shepan Ayom Leizer V'Tzisu Bo Ha'esh ונישרף אשכי סחם ביום יוד, ואנדום רבי יוחנן ומלא יסי שם הקבטיב באסירי שרובו של היכל בו נישרף. ויסי בירושלמי, רבי אבן סים טס. ויוד, רבי לוי ציים טס וליל יוד, לבני שלא היה בו Koach Latsum. He didn't have the Koach to fast all of the 10th, so he would fast in the night. So in the meantime, it says that on the 7th of Av, the Goyim came into the Heichal and they made a big balagan there. On the 8th, on the 9th, and then towards the evening of the 9th, meaning on the 9th, towards the evening, they burned the Beis HaMikdash until Shki on the 10th. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that if I were there, I would have been Koveh the fast on the 10th, because that's when the robe of the Heichal was Nisraf. And it says in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Avin fasted on the 9th and the 10th, Rabbi Levi fasted on the 9th and the night of the 10th, because he didn't have Koch Latsum Kol Yom Tes. So he was just some leil test. Vano b'zman etzatash kochenu for the Yom Kippur she'ar olios misafik beis yom. Main on him was speaking. So really, Yom Kippur we should have a sfeik adiyoma like we do for every yont. If we're not sure when the kiddush hachodesh was, we keep 2 days because of safek. Yom Kippur we should really do that and fast 2 days. But we know we live in a shvach ador. We're weak. That's already a few hundred years ago. Our door is many more times weak. People are we get used to our comforts. So nevertheless, it is a kosher minag not to eat meat on the night of the 10th and the day of the 10th. Rak lahashiv hanefesh, only if you need it to restore your soul. Sheh karov linu, it should be close to inui. So in other words, test shouldn't be such a gishmak a day either. Really, we should be fasting 2 days. Bites V'gam b'yud. But since Tashkocheinu is Zainin Shvach, therefore we only fast one day, and they chose Tisha B'Av because that was the Haschalas HaPuranas, like we see in Tainis of Chavtes Amar Aleph Behuva B'Beis Yosef Sham Aval B'Mikre Shechal Tet B'Av B'Shabbat Chiyuvo L'Hitanot B'Yom Yud. So when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so we have to fast on the 10th. Ve'ein ze begeder tashlumin klal. You can't call it tashlumin, because be'emes, we really should be fasting on the 10th just like the 9th. We just couldn't have been gozer 2 days. And they chose the 9th because it was the aschalta. And if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, then you can't fast. So then they were mitaken to be misana yud, which is the gemar. However, they left things on the 9th, Varam Shabbatzina, because Be'emes Lechatchila, we should really be fasting 2 days. So, if that's the case, that it says Varam Shabbatzina, Arnoeg, B'tshi, Shechol, B'Shabbos, you can't prove from there that Asiri is merely a Tashlumen. No. They left some things for the 9th, because we really should be fasting on the 9th. And Asiri is a Chiyuv Atzmi, because we really should be fasting Asiri anyway. So they couldn't decree 2 days, so they only decreed this normally tests, and when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos Yud. But even when they were fasting on Yud, that's really the right day to fast, because ideally we should always be fasting on Yud. They were just Mekel on us, but in a year that we're not going to be fasting on the 9th, and the 10th is a Chiyuv Atzmi, and not merely a Tashlumen. And we can't say they uprooted the 9th Lagamre. No, they left the 9th. They left a few things in the 9th also. They left Ram Shabbatzina. So the Kule Alma, even according to the opinion that on the 9th we're knowing Dvaram Shabbatzina, the 10th is a Chiyuv Atzmi. And we don't say they uprooted Tisha B'Av Lagamre. So if they didn't uproot the Lagamre, how does the test become a Chiyuv Atzmi? How does that become an independent Chiyuv? And not just a makeup. And the answer is because that's the Iker Day to fast anyway. We're supposed to be fasting Yud and Tess and Yud. Normally we can't, but if you can, then you fast Tess. You fast Yud, like when you ate on the 9th. So if that's true, that's a Chiyuv Atzmi, it's a Memela. A cotton who becomes bar mitzvah on the 10th of Av would be fasting, because that's really the day to fast. Well, pizer we can be miyashiv the shitos that dvarim shebitzin are noeg on Shabbos. L'chorot shver from the svaras harashb and the tshuva that we mentioned in the first shir. Chelek aleph, tav kuf chof. That Meikara, it was Mashma, Meikara was Roy Lakovo Basiri. The Gemara says ideally they really wanted to make it on the 10th. They just made it on the 9th because that was the beginning, but really the real day is the 10th. It's Mashma that the 10th day is the Iker. So if the 10th day is the Iker, why are we knowing Dvarim Shebitzina? So the answer is Bemis Mikar Adin, we really should be fasting 2 days. We fast on the 9th because that's the beginning, and 10th because Ruba Shel Heichal Nisraf. You can't do 2 days, so we had to choose one day. And they chose the 9th. Shabbos, we can't fast on the 9th. So we fast on the 10th, but they left Ram Shabbatzina. Because here there's no Tashas Koach, not to do Tashmish Amita on Tisha B'Av. So that's why Ram Shabbatzina Noeg on Shabbos, even though the Iker day is the 10th. So they still wanted to leave the 9th, if that was the Aschalas HaPuranas. Be'emes yesh la'ayin. The Rashba says the Meikara Eroel Kovu Basiri. Bal Pizehu Chiyach Shabbos Mutter Gam Dvarim Shabbatzina. L'chaora. So the Rashba wanted to say that since the ideal, the Iker day, they originally wanted to be Kovea in Tisha B'Av on the 10th, and therefore he says that when the 9th falls out on Shabbos, Samutta Dvarim Gvarim Shabbat Sina. Because anyway, the 10th is the best day to do it. And if the 9th is Shabbos, so then that year we do nothing on the 9th, not even Dvarim Shabbat Sina. Not even private things. So the Chora Kasha. Tas is private things in addition to Tashmish, is washing with hot water. So the Chorot Shver. Shemashime Ikari Roy Lakova Basiri Han Rakshum Shi Efsha Lisanus Shteyamim Shutashis Koach. That they originally wanted to be Koveya on the 10th is only because it was impossible to be Koveya a tinus of 2 days because people are weak. But even in the time of the Gemara, people were weak. So they couldn't be Koveya 2 days. We don't have 2 days, so we don't have 2 days of Yom Kippur. But not because the 9th isn't Roy Latinus, but because people don't have koach for 2 days. And if so, Shechol Tes B'Shabbos, Shemis Anim Ba'asiri, nevertheless, it's Roy Lesser Dvarim Shebetzina B'Yom Tes. We should be asering on the 9th also, because it's Mikra Din HaRoy Latinus Shnei Yomim. So how can the Rashba say that we uproot completely the 9th and no Dvarim Shebetzina? No, the 9th is really the day to fast also. Both days. So we have to say B'das HaRashba was Matu Dvarim Shabbat Sinah since Akwapanim. The Nevi'im were only Mitakan Yom Echad. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, there's no Din Tainus at all. It's Nitchalas Siri. And we're not going to leave any of the Halachas. It's going to be one day or the other, not 2 days. So they made the 9th because that was Tatzcholas HaParanas. But in a year where 9th is Shabbos, we choose the 10th because that's the Ikar day anyway. That's when the day that's Rubah Shel Heichal Nisraf. And we completely uproot the 9th because it's going to be one day. One day is one day. In the Shuta Ma'asham and Chelek Gimel Sin Shin Samach Gimel that we mentioned in the first shiur, he discusses the rush, the end of Moed Katan, where a Katan, where someone was a katan on the first day of Avelis, and then he became a gadol during the Shiva. So he's patur l'sa'abel, since he was pushed off from the first day. So it's like a lila regular, a person's a lame on the first day, and then he got better on the second day, he's patur, because if you're patur on the Iker day, the day that's mechayev you, then you're patur on the rest of the days also, the makeup days also. So too, the first day, if he's a katan on the first day of Avelis, then he become a gadol during the Shiva, he's patur l'sabel, since he was pushed from the first day. That's it. He was never mischayev in the first place. He's mischayev at the beginning. And if he wasn't mischayev at the beginning, because he was a katan, then he's not mischayev at all. Like a chiger b'yom risham and his pashik b'yom sheni, he was patur from the other regel. So, if so, a katan became a gadol ba'asiri, if we say it's tashlumin, he's patur menatainis because he was patur on the Iker day on the 9th. Mele is going to be patur on the 10th. However, the darkeinu ain't zeh menadome. We can't compare the two. Shadafka ba'avelos, the rush holds that the Iker chiv is mi'ad lachar akvura, like the rush says there. And since b'shas sekvur he was a patur because he was a katan, he's patur all the days. And he's like a chiger, like a lame person on the first day, he's patur all the rest of the days. But here, yom asiri is a chiv just like yom achi. And even according to the Deus, the Dvarim Shebet Sinah Nogim, Yom Achi, and it's mashman that the Tainus wasn't Nekra Lagamre, nevertheless, Yom Asiri is not Begedra Tashlum, they're both Chiyuv Gomors. Like the Torah writes, that it's Roy Lassana Shnei Yomim, like these Amoraim would fast 2 days. So Yom Asiri is not Begedra Tashlum, Mela Katan, who became a Gadol on the 10th, should fast on the 10th, because it's a Chiyuv Gomor. We see the Svara also in the Sefer Yat Sofer and Siman Zayin. But since Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be Koveya Ba'asiri, since Rabbi Shleichel Nisrav Bo, and not that we don't fast on the 10th, is because of Sakana, like it says in Yerushalmi, we can't fast 2 days. If so, and Tisha B'Av is Chol B'Shabbos, that we don't fast on the 9th, Mestabra that the fast on the 10th is Mitzad Atzma. And he says, "Ke'ein ze kasev agon b'tshuvas tzafnas panech b'chelak alav simim memdalet ayin sham." However, there is a ha'ara here, and that is l'fi mashe kasev ha'chasim sofer in our chaim and simim lamed gimel, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan to fast on the 10th. We paskin uvaba pritzim v'chileluhu. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan because it says in the Gemara that the pritzim came in and they were mechalal the Beis Hamikdash yatza l'chulin. So the moment they were madlik the Beis Hamikdash on the 9th, it was already when they entered, it was already yatza l'chulin. So mashenisrif ba'asiri hakol chulin. They were already burning a Beis Hamikdash that was already made chulin by the fact that they already came in there and violated it. Bob pritzim v'chalalu. So therefore, there's no reason to fast on the 10th because what they burned on the 10th was already chulin. However, ladina it's mavur in the Tur and Taknach that it's roi latsum on the Asiri also, just tashkochen, we don't have the koach. And therefore, we're no iktas inui, gaba Asiri, so we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the Asiri is also the Iker day. Obemis guf de vrechasim sofer tzrichamim, because this only his word only works according to the Ramban. Famous Ramban, the Mochamas, and Avodah Zarah. That even the Beis Hamikdash atzmo yotzeh l'chulin ad debriya v'yasa pritzim. So you can say the svar like the svar of the Chasim Sofer that what was burned on the 10th was chulin. Aval afim hashkasev ba'la ma'or shirak ha'mizbech yotzeh l'chulin aval klei sharis lo. So the klei sharis lo remained holy. Just the mizbech went out to chulin. So then the svar of the Chasim Sofer is a shaykh. What they burned, when they burned the klei sharis in the 10th, that was, they were still holy. Rashi writes, only the Kalim went out to Chulim and not the Etzim Abayis. And the Chasim Sofer in Yerodeh Reish Lamed Gimel already alluded to this Ha'ara. V'yesh Laharich. According to what we said before, they already came in on the 7th. So the Chor from the 7th already, it should be Chulim. So what's the big deal with the 9th? In any event, but again, if it's not just the Kalim went out to Chulin, or just the Mizbech went out to Chulin, then we understand that the rest was holy, and then what they burned on the 9th and the 10th was still holy. Okay, so we still have more to say. I hope we're Zocha to say it, and we should be Zocha Lilmod Ulalamed Lishmor Velas Lakaimus Kaltibay Salma Torah Sovihava Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.